Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February 25th of 2020. And so glad that you could join us today, wherever you are, however you are listening to this program. And I pray that you are ready to receive something tonight from the Lord. And so, we're so glad you could join us tonight. And it's always a blessing when you guys choose to join. To start off with, my TV show went very good today that I had with my mom and the producer over at MCTV for Right to Life. And it was very good. We talked about the right to life and what do you do if you have if you're a mother, your child has a baby, and your mother and you're expecting a child, but turns out that baby is going to have some special needs, and you abort it or not. So we discussed that. We also discussed. What life is like for me. What do I love about life? And of course, I said I love meeting new people. I love We'll try this again. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show. I'm back on. But anyhow, it's so glad to be with you. I don't know if you heard the first part of any of it at all, listeners. I don't know. But I'm glad to be back on. Being weird. I don't know what on earth happened, listeners. You know what? I'm just going to say it this way, listeners. Technical difficulties. We had some technical stuff going on. Now we got it fixed. So we're going to try all this again. I want to thank you for joining the program tonight on this February 25th of 2020. My prayer is that you are ready to receive something from the Lord tonight. That's my hope. And I'll just start again like it wasn't even live. So I want to thank all of you for supporting me today with the show at MCTV for the Right to Life. That program tonight, I mean today that I did this afternoon, was fantastic. It was not exactly done live. It won't go live until April. But I talked about some things. Do a very quick summary. I'm not going to get into all the answers that I answered. But I'm basically going to say this. If you have a baby, if you are pregnant, and a couple months before you're supposed to have this baby, the doctor tells you that your baby is going to have some special needs. Do you want to abort it, or do you want to? I would choose to go on with the pregnancy, to have that baby, and give that baby a chance to thrive to his or her maximum potential. Also, talked about how life is for me. We talked about how what I love about life, about how I love doing this radio show and talking to all of you, my listeners. We also talked about how abortion makes me feel. And what I'll say is similar to what I said, but a little bit different. By different, I don't mean contradictory by any means. But what I want to say, I think abortion is murder. Wait a minute, I'm convinced that it's murder. I know God is very much against it. I also know that I also know for sure that if you are convicted of a crime that involves the murder of a woman who is pregnant with a child, you are guilty of not one murder, but two. That's how it is. And if you take away an unborn fetus, you are killing that baby. You are taking away a chance at life. And about this, I have some bad news, but then I have some good news. The bad news is, in the last nearly 50 years, since the passage of Roe v. Wade in 1973, this country has aborted 60 million babies. Over 60 million fetuses that have not had a chance to live. Got more bad news, and that is there are certain people in Congress, legislatures, that would like to have unlimited funding for abortion and for it to be so that you can even have abortion right after the baby comes out. But I got some good news. Even in the local area, the Planned Parenthood that was in Saginaw closed. Thank you, Jesus. Several different states, Ohio and some others, have passed these heartbeat bills. And what they say is that once a heartbeat can be detected in the fetus, when it can detect a heartbeat by law, there will no longer be abortions allowed to take place when a heartbeat can be detected. And that is a very good start. The president and his administration, they're looking to pass a bill calling for the end of late term abortions. But we still got abortions going on before a heartbeat is detected. And hopefully we can work on that and make some progress. I'm very convinced that God wants these children to have a chance at life, whatever that is. My mom had a choice to make with me. That was, she knew I was to be born with multiple disabilities, and the choice was, do I just abort this baby, not worry about it, go on with my career, or do I take a chance and give this baby a chance to succeed, a chance at life, to love this baby, care for this baby, and see what I can do for this baby. I feel like her knowing she was going to have me was what caused her to get right with God. I'm convinced of that. I don't know what my mom would be like if she didn't know she was going to have me. I don't know. I don't know if she would have got right with God or not. But thank God she did. And I love my mom. And I know she loves me. And I'm so glad that she gave me a chance to live. And a couple years later, when we were dealing with the colon cancer fight, we had a chance again. We had a choice again. The doctor says, I can give your baby, we can give your toddler, whoever is a shot, and he will not suffer anymore. He will go to sleep. He won't suffer anymore. Or you can just keep him alive. She chose life. And I'm so glad for that. And we did a song. I did a song, actually, that talks about life. And it was just beautiful. and I'm going to sing it to you. In just a few minutes, literally, I'm going to sing you that song. It's called Choose Life. But in the meantime, I want to encourage you to check out the book that was written about me for the first 3 years of my life, 30 years of my life, I mean, Rivers of Miracles. And it was a great book. My mom wrote it about me, but I know it's reaching a lot of people. I know for sure. But it was so great. My mom was so proud of me. I was proud of her, the way she explained things. And I think it was great to be able to tell a bit of my story. But real quick before we sing my song and then turn in the Bible to Matthew 7 for this evening's lesson, I'm going to let you know that the weather for the storm that's supposed to come is pretty much now dependent on where you are. In the north, northwest of Michigan, you won't be getting too much snow. Around here, it's 1 inch. Saginaw goes up to 1 to 3. Flint goes to 3 to 6. Detroit area and other parts of southeast Michigan and even southwest Michigan is a 5 to 8 inch snowfall. But the big snow band, the epicenter of it, by epicenter I mean like the part where you get the most snow, that got a bit smaller. Well, we will only be dealing with 1 inch, so no advisory in this area. Just it'll just take you a few more minutes. It's Michigan. We get an inch all the time. What's new? I know, right? We get an inch all the time. What's new? Now in like Chattanooga, that is, an inch of snow, they don't know how to drive in it. And they'll even put out silly videos talking about how to drive in the snow down the way down in the south, like South Tennessee or Alabama. Praise God, I want to sing you this song. Tiny little fingers, tiny little toes, what she could have been, only heaven knows. Growing in the safety of her hiding place, a beautiful head and a precious little face. Yawning and stretching and kicking around, moving, responding to her mother's sound. Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your own is full of strife. A future chemist or an astronaut in space, someone to cure cancer for the human race. A wonderful mind that could have found answers to the questions that have kept us bound. Yawning and stretching and kicking around, moving, responding to his mother's sound. Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your own is full of strife. So quickly it's over, it's done so fast, and then your baby would be in the past. A precious life would be gone, and the whole world should weep. And death you've sown if you take her life and commit that sin. You'll hear the whole world cry, what could have been? Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your own is full of strife. Tiny little fingers, tiny little toes, what they could have been, only heaven knows. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you bless us tonight as we study your word for the next little bit, as we continue to discover your teachings and what all you taught us. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will continue to discover, learn more and more about you, Jesus. And I thank you that your hand is on our life. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand would be upon us as we study your word. And I thank you that you would just speak to us as we seek your face. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. Meet our needs tonight. And I make my confession over this show tonight. I claim that in your name, Jesus, that sponsors and partners will come to this program, that increases in listenership will come to this program, that finances will come into this program, and most of all, Lord, I thank you, souls are coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And just so you know, it's a little bit different. There's some announcements I got to make and some fun stuff that I want to talk about, but we're going to do that at the end. Go to Matthew 7. Actually, let's go to Matthew 6, because I want to deal with a couple of things, with a couple of other things that we had yesterday towards the end of that chapter. That is treasures in heaven. About not worrying. And then we're going to go into chapter 7. Discover some of that. But go to 6:19. Praise God. 6:19 of Matthew. And I want to encourage you to please stay connected. Be a part. If I pray, you pray. If I sing, you sing. As I read, you study along. We're going to start with verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and he will love the other, otherwise he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about your body, what you will wear. Back up. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor do they store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Which of you, by worrying, can even add an hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow, toil or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, and not much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith. So don't worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Verse 1 of chapter 7. Do not judge, otherwise you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, pay no attention to the speck in your own, to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, first let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? And, you hit your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet, and then in return and tear you into pieces. And then Jesus said, we're in verse 7 now, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to whom who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Not me. or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake to eat instead. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? I love that. I added that in the I love that part. So, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law of the prophets. Wide and narrow gate. Verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate. Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through that gate, but small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and few find it. Tree and its fruit, and then we're going to summarize some of this. Watch out for false prophets. Gotta be watchful. Watch out for false prophets, for they come to you in sheep's clothing. Inwardly, they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Does not bear good fruit, is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons in your name and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly. Pause. Don't ever let God say to you these four words that I am about to read. Don't ever let your mind hear these words come from God when he's talking to you on judgment day. I never knew you. I never knew you. Do not let God tell you that. And he adds to that, away from me, you evildoers. Now, as you see here in chapter 7, you know, wise and foolish builders. Let's read 26 to the end of the chapter. And then we're going to enter what mainly is in it. Therefore, I'm in verse 24, by the way, so stick with me. Therefore, whoever who hears my word and puts it into practice, it is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. The rain came down, the wind blew, and beat against the house. It did not fall, because it had its foundation sown on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine but does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. The rain came down, the winds blew, and they beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who has authority and not as the teachers of the law. So, back it up. First off, God wants to provide for you, but I feel like tonight I'm going to start dealing with verse 13 and working my way towards the end of it from there. Starting with where he talks about the wide and narrow gates. The narrow gate is the gate to heaven. The wide gate is the gate that leads to hell. Where are you going? Do you know where you're going? What I mean is, do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you do, are you living for him? Funny at all. This is serious. Are you living for Jesus? The day is very short. We're in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. A button could be pushed and then it would initiate Armageddon. So it's real important that we're ready. Tree and its fruit. Folks, you need to be on the lookout. Watch who you're listening to. Where are you getting who are you letting speak into your life? Is it people who lift you up or people who tear you down? Is it people who want you to live right according to the Bible? Or is it someone that says, you can do it how you want. What's the big deal? Why should you even try to live right? Just go on and, you know, whatever you want. Nope. But he said a good tree cannot be bear bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree, a tree that doesn't bear good fruit, taken down, thrown into the fire. And thrown into the fire. Now let's talk about 20 to 23. By your fruit, you'll be recognized. Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, just because you knew God, you knew Jesus, doesn't mean that you'll be able to go up there on your day and be able to say, Lord, Lord, and enter the kingdom of God. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only he who actually does the will of God you will only be allowed into the kingdom of God if you do the will of God. It's as simple as that. Knowing him, Lord is not a password. Jesus is not a password to have done his will. Do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? In your name? Didn't we drive out demons? Didn't we perform miracles? Then Jesus will tell them plainly, clearly, to the point where you will be able to clearly understand him. You'll be able to clearly understand what he's saying. I never knew you. Get out, you workers of iniquity. That's what Jesus is going to say to those who claim that they knew him, but they didn't do the will of God. Or you served him in vain. That's why we need to make sure we're right. And not just so we're right, because we should want to be right. And not just so we can have a reward. Because we all know it's human nature to want a reward. In whatever case it is. But not always how it looks. This wise and foolish version thing. And I'm going to spend a few minutes on this. What is it? Wise, foolish virgins. I mean, the wise and foolish builders. The wise man person, wise man, is the man who builds his home upon the rock. Foolish man builds his home upon the sand. In this case, the winds blow, the rains are coming, the streams are rising on the house. But in the case of the man who built his house on the rock, didn't fall at all.
Stay strong.
But for the person who built his house on the sand, boom, it fell. So you may say, is this an actual house? When I was little, I used to kind of think that. But you want to know what I realize? A house is our life. Are you hearing the word of God and putting it into practice? Or are you hearing the word of God, taking and possibly even taking notes and doing things like that, but then going home, but then after church or after the episode of the show, going home and doing your own thing and putting the word of God into practice? If you're not putting the word of God into practice in your life, that shows you're building. That shows that you are building your house on the sand. When your house is built on the sand, you can fall right away. You will fall because the storms of life come. They're going to come. And the winds are going to blow. It's going to rain. There's going to be flood. And they're going to beat on the house. But you got to choose. Am I going to stand firm and strong and stand on the word of God, stand on the promises of God? Or am I just going to fall and then and just invite everyone over so they can watch me fall. You got to choose. Am I going to build the foundation of my life on the Word of God and on the rock? Or am I going to build it my own way and on the sand? This goes back to chapter 6, where Jesus talks about no one, you cannot serve two masters. Either you will love the one, hate the one and love the other, or you'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. Can't serve both God and money. Mammon. Can't serve both God and the world. You shouldn't have one foot in the world, one foot in the church. If you are, dangerous. Quit doing that. Can't teeter-totter. The day of teeter-tottering is over. You got to choose. Am I going to live for God or for myself? Check out your heart. Not your blood pumper, your heart towards God. We read this tonight. Earlier tonight, we read the verses where it says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where thieves break in and steal, and where moth and rust come to destroy it. Jesus said, store up for yourself treasures in heaven, a heavenly reward. How do we do that? Obeying God, going above and beyond what God asks us to do. So this all comes down to everything we talked about tonight. All of this comes down to living for God. All of it. Got to live for God. Got to do the will of God. Otherwise, you don't get in the kingdom of God. And if you hear his word but don't put it into practice, that's not going to help you. So this goes to show. This is real important that you take this walk of God of yours seriously. Do not play games. You got to live for God with everything you have, and not just I'm gonna do how I want to do it. Lee dee 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 dee. Nope. Can't do that going through life. Yes, we're humans. We live on earth. We got to eat. We got to drive. We got to go to work and all that other stuff. We got to have a relationship with God. You got to live for God, not for yourself. You got to tithe to God. Because all these benefits that God has for you, you need to be a tither in order to receive the full benefits that God has for you. You got to be a tither. The tithe is 10%. God could have asked for 90% and expected you to live on the 10. He could have, but he didn't. But he could have. He could have said, "I want 90%." You get to keep your 10%. But imagine how small the kingdom would be then. I would still love him. But I didn't write the rules. God did. And I choose to obey God. no matter what. I'm so thankful for everything that God has done in my life. And one of the best ways I can thank Him is by being obedient to Him. And so, God wants us to have the desires of our heart. He does. As long as they're His will for us. But first, it's really important that you are living for Him the way that He wants you to. Because you want to know what God blesses? God blesses obedience, not disobedience. He'll bless you if you're being obedient. If you're doing everything He said, as He said for you to do it. That's how you get everything that He has for you. Amen. And so, really in chapter 7, ask and you will be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Kind of like we say, Brittany, knock on wood. But only that means something else. But anyhow, you know, when you want something from God, you gotta ask Him. He wants to hear you believe it. For what you don't believe, He can give you. You gotta be in believing mode. You gotta be in trusting mode. You gotta have that faith that He will do for you whatever it is that you're asking Him for. So, if you're going to ask Him for it, you should really make sure that it's something that you believe He can do. And no, there's nothing wrong with asking God for a bike. Because kids will ask for a bike sometimes. And you believe God that kids, your parents has the money to buy you the bike that you want. And God, because God wants you to have the desires of your heart. And God wants to join in your interest as long as it's His will for you to have it. And I'm sure that if Jesus lived on this earth with us, I'm sure that there'd be times that He'd want to go on the motorcycle with us, or on the dirt bike, or on the ride in the convertible, or maybe ride in my Escalade. Yeah. You know, go for a ride in my convertible, top down, going to Steak and Shake to get a garlic burger. I know Jesus would be all for that. I know He would. Joining in my interest. Jesse the Planet talked about that once. He wants us to have the desires of our heart. But He wants us to be obedient to His word. That's what He wants. And when you're really being obedient to His word, certainly he would. You know, he'll bless, because He blesses obedience. And it's been wrong with Him asking you with you asking him to bless you, whatever it is that you believe in him for. Because it doesn't always have to be something you need. Sometimes it's, well, what do you want? Or maybe you want to go on the cruise where there is a huge all-you-can-eat buffet of sugar and spice and everything nice. All the fries, from what you could imagine. And everything else that is so yummy. To say God wants us to have the desires of our hearts as long as it's his will for us to have it, and it won't draw us away from him. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that we would put this word to heart. We talked about a lot of things tonight. We summarized a whole chapter worth of things that you taught and why these things are so important. And I thank you, Lord, that we would put these words, that we would put what you taught us into practice. And that we would just live for you, God, with all we have. In Jesus' name. And amen. All right. Now, so, as you know, today was Punchki Day. Yes, I had my cheesecake Punchki that I got from the Gourmet Cupcake Shop. And unfortunately, and they were the greatest ones ever, right? Boo! Why weren't they good? Because maybe it was your brain telling you to go to the Gourmet Cupcake Shop and get by yourself a cheesecake punchki. Well, now you know that on Fat Tuesday that they have punchkis. Oh, wow. I forgot. Maybe they'll have some tomorrow. You don't know. Yes! Oh, they're $2, but they're worth it. Because I think if it's worth it, like I think mine are. You, by the way, you told me mine looked a lot better. Do you think mine are a little bit bigger? What do you mean mine are small? Bigger doesn't always mean hairless, glitter. Bigger doesn't always mean better. But mine look like the European heaven. How much? Yes! But they were real good. They were real good. I also got a couple peanut butters, an Oreo, and an apple. Or as I also hear it called, April. But needless to say, Fat Tuesday, Punchki Day, have yourself a Punchki today. Punchki Day. And in case you were wondering, do I do the whole thing? No, I don't. I will not be doing an Ash tomorrow on Ash Wednesday. even though we're 40 days from Easter. Nope, I don't do that. For a couple weeks, or a week or two, right before Easter, I will be taking time and going through that. Going through Easter to your folks. Talking about the blood of Jesus, the sayings of Jesus, the covenant that we have with Jesus, and the different things that come around Easter. And it's going to be a good time. But it was Punchki Day today, and we all know Punchkis are awesome. Unfortunately, one of my best friends didn't feel so good, because my plan to have her eating one of those Punchkis and to have her put in a picture of us on Facebook and me be like all sitting there hugging her while she's eating it. Me and Donut. You could totally see me doing that too, can't you?
Yeah.
Me sitting there doing that while she's eating it, you know? And because in my mind, a Punchki is the same thing as a donut, basically. And me and Donut, you know, one thing, both of us have a big love of donuts, both of us. And so, it's awesome. But like I said, bigger doesn't always mean better. Because I want it to be nice and tasty. Yes, don't you? If only they had peanut butter ones at Walmart. Well, they're yummy.
I don't know if I'd like the hot
peanut butter.
That's a lot of peanut butter.
What's a lot of peanut butter?
Is it like peanut butter filled, or is it like a custardy peanut butter?
Custard with peanut butter, I think, I imagine.
That might not be true.
Oh, but there is a peanut butter. There is a peanut butter cup one. You know, build me up, buttercup. Yummy. But any day, Punchki day or not, you can come to McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola for the low price of just a dollar.
Or Diet Coke.
Oh, I see you aren't going to let that go. We all know Coca-Cola is the regular, is the Coke is the soda of champions. Is an icy cold regular Coke from McDonald's that, in my book, has no ice in it.
How do you like ice?
Well, because I get more pop and the ice waters it down. So, and it already comes out cold. So, especially when it's winter out, why do I need it any colder? And I wish there was a way for a miracle to be done that it could just instantly like 80 degrees. 80 degrees. I know she begs to differ. She'd rather it be like 60 or 50. I'd rather it be at least 70 right now. But I guess you can't always have to have it all at once. I guess you can't always have it all at once. Not how it works. Go to your local McDonald's, grab yourself an icy cold Coke, and while you're there, check out the other great deals that McDonald's has for you. You could get a dollar off a large fry, one of my favorites. A McChicken sandwich. Some McNuggets. What about a breakfast McChicken, folks? A breakfast McChicken.
Or Oreo shamrock shake.
Yummy. How about just a plain Oreo shake? We could always do that. Yep. But that is some really good stuff, too, though. I'd be more up to just have a plain Oreo shake, not the Shamrock.
I've never had.
I had it once and it was decent, but I'd rather.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just okay.
Why are you trying that now to be
telling
me
to eat?
Because I probably gained 10 pounds from the dang holiday.
I doubt it. You're just saying that so that you won't eat them as much. Woo!
They don't taste as good warmed up, by the way.
Oh! My whoopies do. Those are different, though.
Right.
But, do you think the whoopies still taste good warmed up?
Well, I never tried it to freeze one and then warm it up. I don't know.
But if they've been in the fridge and you get them out, then they're still just as good.
Yeah, that's
speaking of the whoopies, you'll have the Country Crock stove opening back up in 3 months. Yes! So I'm getting excited about that. But a couple of quick things. Next week is the conference, the Holy Spirit conference at my church. I'm believing for God to move mightily on our behalf. I'm believing God for manifestations, demonstrations, illuminations, dedications and divine deposits into my life. And you can feel free to join us at 2010 North Stark Road, Mile North US 10, Tuesday night through Friday night, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. Or you can go on live to marktbarclay.com and click on stream live, and you'll be able to enjoy the conference. The first night, Tuesday night, we have Senator Santorum coming to talk to us. I have every reason to believe that he is going to discuss freedom and liberty down the Bible. Because last time we had Senator Santorum here with us, it was at my church, that one word, but he did not say one word about politics. He didn't. He didn't endorse any candidate. Obviously, that's not why Dr. Buckley had him, but it was good. And I know it's going to be very good this time. So I can't wait to hear what Senator Santorum is going to say to us. But that to tell you, Monday night will be a normal show. Tuesday night and Wednesday night, we will still have our shows, but they will be earlier. And they won't be at the normal 6:30 time slot that we normally do. So I wanted to make sure that you were put abreast and aware of that. In terms of sports, you have Michigan and Michigan State playing Iowa tonight at the Breslin. You have 24th-ranked Michigan playing. I forget who they're playing. Both teams made it back into the top 25 after both falling out of it. Both kind of went down at their own same time. Now both are back in the top 25. Hopefully Michigan and Michigan State can both continue to step it up. Michigan State, I believe it is, and maybe it's Michigan, we'll have to play that team from the South, that team to the South, actually, soon. And hopefully we'll be able to beat them. But Red Wings, what do you know? Made another trade. They're not doing so well right now. Another day, another loss. And what do you know? The Astros beat your Tigers 12-1 yesterday. Completely play. I wish I could tell you better news about the Detroit teams, but I can't. I don't know what's going on with these owners of these teams in Detroit and why all these teams are losing all of these games. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. What's going on? Nobody in Detroit's won a playoff game in 7 years, as far as the pros are concerned. Nobody. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully soon we'll see that change. Because it just makes it hard to watch when they're not doing so good. And so, folks, until next time, God always. So long, everybody.